So yesterday we had a concept of Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai, which is a concept we didn't have all year, or I don't remember over the last couple of years at all. So I'd like just to talk a little bit about Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai, the basic Torah on Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai, and then maybe we'll be able to come back and have a Havana in a problem we had yesterday with our Gemara. But in the discussion, any shtickel Torah and Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai starts with a basic hakira of Rabbi Akiva, and that is the following issue. Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai, it's a mandiyamar in the Gemara, not everyone holds of it, but Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai means that when the Eidim sign the shtar, that is payel akinyan. That two zayif, whatever the shtar has to two zayif. It accomplishes the hiskaivus that the shtar represents if it's a shtar kinyan. We're talking about shtar kinyan. Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai is payel whatever the shtar has to be payel. The Gemara says in Gittin, I think on Daf Yud Gimel, that you need one condition to be satisfied, Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai to work, and that condition is that you need matar shtar liyadei. You need that the shtar should come to the hands of the kaina in order for this rule, Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai, to work. You need that the shtar should be matar shtar liyadei, the shtar should come to the hands of the person who's kaina. That's a Gemara. And the assumption is, even though the Gemara only mentions it in one place, the assumption is that every time the Gemara says Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai, it means kimatar shtar liyadei. So I explained to you yesterday that if 9 o'clock in the morning you write a shtar and you sign a shtar, and then the date is dated today, so it has to whatever the kinyan is has to happen that day. So let's say in the afternoon it's matar shtar liyadei, the shtar comes to the hands of the kaina. So now it's chala mafreya from the morning. So therefore, let's say I write a shtar to sell my house to Reuven, 9 o'clock in the morning. I write a shtar to sell my house to Reuven. At 12 o'clock, I sell my house to Shimon. 12 o'clock, I go to Shimon. No shtar, right? He gives me cash, and I sell him my house. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I go to Reuven, and I give Reuven the shtar from the morning that he should be kind to my house. So since that's chal l'mafreya from 9 in the morning. So now, what do? I sell my house to Reuven, I sold it to Shimon. Now they're going to have a din Torah. Which Bechira was Chal first? Shimon, I sold the cash at 12 o'clock. Reuven, I wrote the shtar and signed the shtar at 9 in the morning. I handed the shtar to him 2 in the afternoon. So the Gemara says, since Eidav b'chasum of Zachen Lai, so Reuven has Kedima, because now it's Chal l'mafreya from 9 in the morning. And 9 in the morning was before 12, was before the second Mechira to Shimon. So therefore, Reuven's Mechira is the one that counts. Even though Reuven's didn't end until I gave the shtar in the afternoon. But doesn't matter, this is the Gemara, that the Itzchal of Afreya and the Mechira to Reuven is Itzchal, and not the Mechira to Shimon. If I don't give the shtar to Reuven in the morning, let's say I write the shtar in the morning. At 12 o'clock I sell to Shimon, and then I don't give the shtar, I rip up the shtar. So of course, then the sale to Shimon is chal. But if I give the shtar in the afternoon, it's chal l'mafreya to the morning, and Eidim v'chasum of Zachen Lai, and that mechira is the mechira that has precedence. Okay, this is all before Rabbi Akiva, this is all from the Sugya Sagemara in Masechtas Gittin. Is there a coil on the shtar before you give it? Once you sign it, there's a coil. So therefore, well, there has only enough communal gabi shibudim. It doesn't have got enough communal. What's enough communal that has a coil? Well, maybe he would trust me that I won't hand it in the afternoon. I'm allowed to sell to Shimon at noon. Indeed, in Mammon, I'm allowed to sell it. It could be, if I promised it to the other person, it could be with Chasri Amunah. But I'm allowed to sell to Shimon at 12. I'm just not supposed to go later and give the morning shtar to in the afternoon. But what I did with Shimon, I wasn't sure like it did.
Part of the call in the morning,
the call goes out, we're going to start. The call says that it's the time to start. Then you have to start. Fine. Okay. But I'm saying, even below, I don't think it would matter. If the call goes out, it's just not true. It's not true. It's not going to change it. It's not going to change it. At any rate, as I state in Gemara. Now, the Shaila is, what is the, this din that you need lots of shtar liyadeh for it to work? How does that, what Rabbi Kidega's clear is to understand Matar Shtar Liyadeh. Why do I need Matar Shtar Liyadeh? What is the reason, and Mela, what's the way that I need Matar Shtar Liyadeh? Rabbi Kidega has two ways to learn. Why you need Matar Shtar Liyadeh, and how you need to, how it works. One way, I think, is Pashit, Balabatish, simple. You would learn, why do you need Matar Shtar Liyadeh? Because that's the kayach of a shtar. A shtar needs to be in the hands of the baal hashtar. That's mean, in the hands of the one who's zaycha to the shtar. So the kayach of a shtar is when the shtar gets to the makabel. And since it has to, so mainly it has to get to the makabel. Once it gets to the makabel, so this is a shtar. Shtar is chal mishas chasiv. So the first way to learn is just have to get to him. It has to get to him. It doesn't matter how it gets to him. Even if I send it to him with a cotton or a guy, it doesn't matter, it doesn't need Dine Kenyan. I just have to make sure he gets the shtar. The shtar arrives by him. As long as he has the shtar in his hands, it satisfies the condition of Matar Shtar Liyadeh. And the Kenyan is the Kenyan of the morning, Aveda Bachasum of Zakenlai. That's the simple way to learn why you need Matar Shtar Liyadeh, because that's the way shtaris work. Shtaris work, that the person has to get the shtar. And that's a simple way to learn. You learn that way. Like I said, it doesn't matter how he gets it. Through a cotton, through a isha. If I absentmindedly left it on a table and I walked out, and later he came by and he found it, so it would also be good. It doesn't need a din hakna or a din nesina. It just needs that he should have the shtar in his possession. That's Rabbi Kidega's first way to learn. Kidega has a second interesting way to understand Matar Shtar Liyadeh. Kidega says that Eidav b'chasum of Zachalai is a Kenyan derabbanan. This whole concept that Eidav b'chasum of Zachalai, that's really a din derabbanan. Certainly like the Rambam, we had many times that the Rambam holds shtaris derabbanan always. Right? The Rambam holds all shtaris, except to get the Kedushin, all shtaris has derabbanan. But this whole din of Eidav b'chasum of Zachalai is a din derabbanan. Chazal said that this din of Eidah b'chasum of Zachalai works only if you have a kinyan d'iraisa later. If later you do a kinyan d'iraisa, which is the handing over of the shtar, so then the Rabbanan said, if you do a kinyan d'iraisa, so they said Eidah b'chasum of Zachalai makes it work l'mafreya. But you need, at the end, saif davar, you need a kinyan d'iraisa of a giving over of a shtar. And it's not adequate giving it over through a cotton, giving it over through a guy. You need to hand over the shtar, ki'ilu would be a kinyan d'iraisa. Shtar is min ha'tayra ha'kayna. By handing over a shtar, you write a shtar, and you give it to him. When you give it to him, you're selling him the cap. You need, at the end, there should be a kinyan d'iraisa. Once there's a kinyan d'iraisa at the end, Chazal said, "Eidav b'chasum of Zachalai." They made it into Rabbana that it's chal l'mafreya. If you don't do a kinyan d'iraisa at the end, so Chazal never said, "Eidav b'chasum of Zachalai is a whole new kinyan." No, Chazal only said that if you do a kinyan d'iraisa at the end, so b'chasum of Zachalai you could work l'mafreya with a kinyan d'rabbana. According to the first mahalach, the shtar is a shtar kinyan. It's chal with the signature. That too is the kinyan. Eidav b'chasum of Zachalai. That's what I can. Giving it over to him later, it's going to be useful to him as a raya. But you do need that he should get it because the takana of Eidav b'chasum of Zachalai doesn't work any other way. It's sort of a tanai. It seems that's more like a tanai in the kinyan. It's not a maisa kinyan. So the nafkamina of the kivegas two ways would be either if you use a cotton to give him the shtar at the end. According to the first way, it's good. What? A cotton. If you give a cotton to him, the shtar. If you give a cotton to him, the shtar, over to the buyer. If you hold Eidah b'chasumar zachalai, just needs, he should receive the shtar. So it's good enough, even if you send it to a cotton. Or even if you say, Talimi al gabe karka, you leave it on the floor and he picks it up. This works. If you learn Rabbi Kivager's second way, that you need mamish a good nesines hashtar l'shem kinyan, then you can't send it through a car, you can't send it through a guy, you can't say pick it up me al gabe karka. You have to have a nesina, you have to do a kinyan hashtar. This is Rabbi Kivager's two ways to learn. Sounds like he's more noted to the second way, but a component. This is, like I say, the chakira in Eidah b'chasumah zachon. This is the Torah in Eidah b'chasumah zachon. Now, let's go on to a second step. This is a ketzais. Ketzais talks about the following case. A man wants to give his wife a gift. So he makes a shliach. He tells the shliach, give my wife the get. Later, the man, the husband, becomes a shaita. A shaita cannot give a get. The husband becomes a nishtata before the shliach gives the get. The question is, could the shliach now give the get anyway? Now, why not? What's a tzadnat? Why not? The tzadnat is he's only a shliach, he's only an extension of the husband. He's like a yad arichta of the husband. Oh, good. But if he's the yad arichta of the husband can't do it anymore. He's a shaita. Unless you say that it's going to be chal amafreya. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to get the Ketzais gets to that. One second. Okay. What the Ketzais says is that the halacha is that if it becomes a shaita, you can't give. The Ketzais says that's only a din d'rabbanan. Me'ikar adin, medine shlichus, it works. Medine shlichus, it works. But his lamdus, the way he says it, is that the husband gave over the power to someone else. Now the shliach has the power to give the get, and the shliach is not a shaita, so the shliach gives the get. So as long as when he gave him over the power, he was a bardas. So he gives him over the power, and now the other person does it. There's no problem. He lost his das, he became a shaita. But the shliach has das. The shliach is now the one who's empowered to give the get. So memeila, the shliach could give the get in atayra. The rabbanu a geyser, but in atayra mikra din heistis, he would be able to give the get.
The rabbanu
where I could in a few places. The rabbanu I could get there as. Well, in this case, it's not that big. Because in this case, there were I could the kaiachet the shlichus. Big I could the shlichus. Memeila, it doesn't work.
But
yeah, the Chechet Chazal did worse. There's certain gittin where it's not totally shlichus. They were a gittin.
But
how does it work by gittin? How does it work by chwa by gittin? How do you take an eishes? How do you take somebody who would be minatayra eishes ish and make her into an eishes ish? Chazal did it, and it's not the only case of gittin. I have to understand him. Like being guided there, I said, the Sheva Tassi. What? Ah, so that's what Ketzais talks about. Yes. The truth is, Ketzais says that. I don't want to complicate it now. But this is the same Ketzais, because Pechas goes into two as they are Mishlifas. It's totally in that. I just don't want to get into make it more complicated, but you're right. That's what the place is. It's Yad HaRichta. It won't work, and the Rama holds it's not Yad HaRichta. Maybe it's good minatay. He does say that the whole shit. Yes. If he changes his mind, he can be mevatel the shlichus. No, Shaita can't. He has no das to change his mind. Shaita, if he says something, it's like he can say it, because he doesn't have the das to change his mind. Then, of course, so certainly it should be a good get. Because he gave over the power, he has no power at all. Okay? That's what the Ketzais learns. He learns this in the Kavanas HaRambam. But this is how he learns. The Ketzais, what about, there's a Beferisha case where a man makes a shliach to give either a get le'ishtai or a get shichra la'avdai. It's important that in both cases, get le'ishtai or a get shichra la'avdai. He makes a shliach and then he dies before the shliach gets there. Could the shliach give the get? He makes a shliach to give his wife a get. Then he dies before the shliach gets there. Could the shliach say, all right, I'm going to give the get. I have the power. I'm going to give the get. What? So in get la'chemisi, you can't give a get. Here you can't say the same thing. Because here, she's not an eishes ish before she gets the get. By the time you get, you arrive at her door with the get, she's already not an eishes ish, she's already an almana. So, I'll get Shikha, we'll talk about it. Good. One second. First, the get isha. By get isha, it's pashut. By get isha, it's pashut. If he becomes a shaita, she's still an eishes ish. But if he dies, she's eishes ish. So it's pashut, and that's what we don't even have to talk about. You can't give a get to a woman who's not married, since her husband died already. So even though he was given the power, it doesn't matter. What about a get shichra? What? By the get shichra? The get shichra? The difference is a big difference, because if you're going to learn, if you could give the get shichra, he'll be free. If you can't, the yarshim are going to yarshim. The son yarshim, with yarshim the evet. So now the shaila is, could you give a get shichur after the death of the mishaleach? The mishaleach sent the shliach to give a get shichur, and then the mishaleach died. So how come? If the mishaleach became a shaita, we say he could give the get. If the mishaleach died, what would you say? Is there everyone agree? What? So therefore, it's too late. Does everyone agree? So therefore, it's too late.
Why?
Why? You don't inherit. I don't think you inherit the father's shlichus. You can't inherit shlichus. No. If the father makes a shlichus, you don't inherit. You only inherit the assets of the father. The father makes sure they have to do something. I don't think the children. I don't think there's a way. Yeah, but you can't inherit that. So what should be again? A man makes a shliach to give a get shechur. Then the man becomes a shaita. It works when I tell you. If the man dies, could it work later? So everyone is saying, what? They can't go free. Why? Neshlich kabbalah, shlich la'ilacha. He made him a shlich to bring it to the Eved. He wasn't a shlich of the Eved. He wasn't zayich aladim. He was a shlich la'ilacha. The plan was that when he gives it, you're right. If it be a shlich kabbalah, you'd be right. Shlich to bring it. What? He's a shlech of the sender, not of the Eved. He's a shlech of the Baal. Okay, so let's just now, the truth is you're right. If it's the other Eved, the whole thing, it doesn't make sense. Let's say we learned that he gave him over the power, and now he could do it himself. So it's on him to do it. So could he give a get now after the Adin died? Why not? So everyone's timing. And this is what the Ketzais says at first. You can't give it. Because now you're giving a get shichra from the father. The father's not the owner of the eved now. The yarshim are the owners of the eved. Oh, good. Good. That's what I was waiting for. Now, 1 second. What the Ktzai says is it doesn't work because by the time you bring the get to the eved, the Mishaleach is dead. These are now avodim of the yarshim. So even though you have a shlichus from the previous other, from the father to give it, it's too late. You can't give it anymore because even though if you're going to give it, you can give it, but he's not the eved of the yarshim, so therefore it doesn't work. That's how the Ktzais explains the Mishnah really, and it says that doesn't work. Okay, so again, if he becomes a shaita, it works for Natayra. If he dies, then it doesn't work. Not by Gedisha. Gedisha is easy. She's not an Ishish. And he even gets Shifra in that because now, by the time he gives it, you're not an Eved of the Adai. You're an Eved of the Arsh. So it doesn't work. Too late. It's too late. For once the father gives it away, he can't do anything later, even if he'd be alive. Once he gives it away, it's too late. Once he dies, it becomes Shal Yarshim. It's too late, even though he made a share. It would be Eved Ager, so he'd be a Bechayim already. You don't need a get. Good. So the Frektik Tzais, so this is all the explanation of the Din and Gid. Frektik Tzais, 1 minute. If you hold Eid of the Chasum of Zachin Lai, if you hold like Abaya, like this man the Amar, the Eid of the Chasum of Zachin Lai, and when it's Matali Yadai, it's Chalam Afreya, so why doesn't it work? If you say that the get shikr will be chalam afreya from the time of the signature, so let the shliach give the get shikr to the eved, and then let it be chalam afreya from the moment that the father was still alive, and then you should go free. By isha, he doesn't say. The rabbanon wouldn't. The assumption is the rabbanon wouldn't make a get in such a case. So yeah, he doesn't go to get isha. How Eid of Hashem Zachin Lai works by Isha, Matt, he doesn't know. Let's talk about Eved. The Ktzais only talks about Eved. If you're a Shliach, if you're a foreign person, you can't do it. But here, once it's Matal Yadei of the Eved, it should be Chalam Afreya from the time that it was signed. And then the Shechra should work. Yeah, the Ktzais is kasher. The Ktzais buys the tzarach here. He says the sugi is not going like Amar the Amar. Same kasher. Same question. What should say better? Let me just again. Let me tell you, Ktzais is kasher. But if you listen carefully, maybe you'll have a possible test. Ktzais live shver. Again, the Ktzais asks that in a case where a man gives a get shechur, and the shliach goes, and now if the man becomes a shaita, still is eved, so certainly the get shechur works. In a case where the man dies, we say the get shechur does not work, it's not his eved. In fact, the Ktzais, if you say the b'chasum zachama, it's chalam afreya. So if it's Chalam Afreya, so it should work, even if he dies, if I make a Shliach. So I need it should be Matal Yadeh. Once it's Matal Yadeh, it comes out, B'shach Chasima, the Chasima was a good Chasima. So now it should be Chalam Afreya, and he should be free. He belongs to the Yashim, he doesn't have a Yad, and therefore what? Why can't I say Matal Yadeh? You'll say a little better. Is he a different? He's not a different person. He's still an Eved. He's just Eved of the Yarsha then. He was Eved of the father. He became Eved of the Yarsha. Now you bring the Shtar to the same. Therefore, you need someone to be kind of? Okay, you're right. Mm-hmm. Let's say it clearly. It's says by share. It says maybe that Gemara is not going like the Madiyame that was on the Zohar. Just tell me three words. You're right. But say what? That say Rabbi Kidager. Go back to Rabbi Kidager. If you go back to the Rabbi Kidager, look what I do today. I told you Rabbi Kidager and I told you twice. Look, I'm not learning Gittin, we're learning Kedushin. Right? What am I saying? I think this title needs to say this. That Lay Rebbe, this title brings it from the Kuntras Oil Torah, that Lay Rebbe Kidager, second side. It's very geschmack. What did Rebbe Kidager say? He said, really, what you guys are saying, that you need, it should be Matar Shtar Liyadeh, it should come to his hand in a way that could tawaif a Kenyan. That Minat Torah would be a Kenyan. That was Rebbe Kidager's second side. You don't just need it should arrive in his property. Rebbe Kidager's second side was Matar Shtar Liyadeh means, it has to come to him in a way that Minat Torah would be Mishachrim. Then you could say Vidrabban and it's Chalom Afrei. That was the whole Rebbe Kidager's second side in Matar Shtar Liyadeh. So here, Minat Torah, it wouldn't be a Shtar Shechur. Because Minat Torah, he's getting a Shtar Shechur from the father and he already belongs to the Arshim. It's too late. No, but we said, remember the second side of Rebbe Kidager is that the Lamafreya is in Dirabban. So if it's a good Shtar Shechur now, Minat Torah, so the Rabbanan said, okay, we'll extend it Lamafrei. But if it's not good now, Minat Torah, then we don't extend it Lamafrei. That's right, but that's why it doesn't work. Since without the Mafreya I can't work. Great, no. Normally you need the Rabbanan just to extend the Mafreya. But Minat Torah now it's a good Maaseh Kinyan. The Maaseh Kinyan has to be a good Maaseh Kinyan. You say it works on Mafreya. But if the Maaseh Kinyan is not a good Maaseh Kinyan, so the Kivag in the second side is saying that it can't work on Mafreya. Midrabanan it's not good. Because the Rabbanan required Matar Shtar Liyadeh, which according to Rabbi Kidager's second side means, required a Kinyan Daraisa. There is no Kinyan Daraisa. Because Minat Torah, it doesn't go to Mafreya. Minat Torah has to be B'shas Yigivit. And B'shas Yigivit, he belongs to the Yarshim already. So the father's Shtar Shechur can't work. So this is how Rabbi Kidager's Yisoid, at least the second side of Rabbi Kidager, is used to show that it really approves almost Rabbi Kidager's second side because it explains the very Kishma. Okay, all of this is in the Stifler and Gittin, in Bab Metzia, Simuchaf, Ois Amos. Getting back to our Sugya, and our big difficulty we had yesterday with the Rashba. Let's review it, and we'll see how this Rabbi Kidager's second side will solve the problem, and the Stifler alludes to that in Isaiah. Instead, at the end of his piece, he writes, we can answer the Rashbi even without Rabbi Kidager, but with Rabbi Kidager for sure. Let's get back to Agamar. What happened to Agamar? According to Rashi Shita, he wrote a shtar, and what was it a shtar on? In Agamar, it's a shtar on the karka, and he wrote the shtar on the karka in the morning. And Adam Chsum was off in the morning. And then in the afternoon, you gave the karka, with which kinyan? Kinyan Chazaka or Kesef, whichever kinyan. You did a kinyan, let's say, Chazaka in the afternoon. And I got the karka, you kind of the shtar, in the afternoon. So in the afternoon, you kind of the karka with Chazaka. And I got the karka, you kind of the shtar. So now it's Chalom Afreya to the morning. You say Adam Chsum was off, well, you tchal back, Chalom Afreya to the morning. That's how the Rashi will explain Rashi. So again, you did a shtar kinyan in the morning, you signed it. How did you give him the shtar? You never handed it to him. You gave it to him with kinyan agav in the afternoon. You did a chazak on the karka in the afternoon. Agav that is kind of the shtar. What was our problem with the Rashi? That the Rashi seems to be like a chazak halila. It seems to be a cycle that doesn't work. When are you kind of the karka? If you say it's kalam afrei, I was kind of the karka in the morning. This is kalam afrei. Then in the afternoon, when you did a chazakah, the chazakah is really nothing. So how could you be kind of the shtar agav the chazakah in the afternoon if there was no kinyan on the karka in the afternoon? So elamai, you weren't kind of the shtar in the morning. So you're not kind of the shtar, then the chazakah is good. Because if you're not kind of in the morning, then we look at it that the chazakah in the afternoon is good. The chazakah in the afternoon is good. You're kind of the shtar with agav. But if you kind of shtar with agav, then what happens? Then it's chalam afreya to the morning again. And if it's chalam afreya to the morning, then the chazakah was nothing in the afternoon. That was the problem with the Rashi. There's no way to settle the issue to do two kinyanim on a karka, to do a kinyan in the morning of Eidah B'Shem Zachim Light, and to say the chazakah in the afternoon is what's chal. So this was the stifle's problem with the Rashi. According to Rabbi Kivager, it'll be good. In the morning, I did Eidah B'Shem Zachim Light. That really would be fine. What am I missing? What's the shtar li are they? I got to get them the shtar. What do I have to do to get a mishtar? I have to do a kinyan that would be good min ha-tayra. That means the kinyan I have to do to him, the matashtar li-yadeh kinyan, has to be a kinyan that would be good min ha-tayra were it not for Eidah b'chazum ha-zachal. That's all I need. In the afternoon, he does a chazak on the karka, and agav the karka is kind of the shtar. Min ha-tayra, that would be a good kinyan. Because min ha-tayra, we don't say Eidah b'chazum ha-zachal. So if you look at it just min ha-tayra, in the afternoon he did a kinyan chazaka, and with the chazaka, agav the chazaka is kind of the shtar. No problem. Min ha-tayra, it's true. Where do I need the agav to satisfy the condition of matar shtar li-yadeh, which is that it should be a kinyan d'oraisa? It is a kinyan d'oraisa. Once it's a kinyan d'oraisa, now it'll be chalam afreya, and the carcass is from earlier. You can't ask now, the carcass is from earlier, but if it's his from earlier, then the agav doesn't work, he didn't get the shtar. It doesn't matter. I don't need for him to get the shtar. Why do I need for him to get the shtar in the afternoon? The only reason I need him to get the shtar in the afternoon is that min ha-tayra, it should be a good kid. Min ha-tayra, it is a good kid. Min ha-tayra, it's fine. The whole condition of matar shtar li-yadeh is that min ha-tayra, the person should be kind of without Eidah b'chazum ha-zachamai. Then Eidah b'chazum ha-zachamai kicks in. It's fine, because if you look at it just min ha-tayra, there was a kinyan chazak in the afternoon with a kinyan agav, and it works. Now Eidah b'chazum ha-zachamai makes that it's Islam afreya. You can't ask if it's Islam afreya, how does it work in the afternoon? The way it works in the afternoon is only on a diristic level. That's all I need. Rabbi Kivager's halchidish is all I need matar shtar li-yadeh is a kinyan d'oraisa. It is a kinyan d'oraisa. It's true, midrabana, once I have Eidah b'chazum ha-zachamai, it doesn't work. You're right. Once I have Eidah b'chazum ha-zachamai, I'm kind of in the morning. But I still satisfy the condition. The condition is that there has to be a kinyan d'oraisa in the afternoon. A kinyan d'oraisa there was, because min ha-tayra, we don't say Eidah b'chazum ha-zachamai. So mele, the kinyan d'oraisa was. So mele, the whole problem with the Rashba falls away. According to the Rambam, Shtar is the Rabbanon. Therefore, you start the rabbit, even better. Very good. No, but he starts to pay. If I am a makeup to sell your character, if Eidah b'chazum ha-zachamai I'm makna to you, you start to pay me. It's a mecher, it's not a ton. I didn't change my mind the morning to a matan, the afternoon mecher. The kinyan agav is because kweitra v'kivega matashtar li-yadeh means that there has to be a kinyan d'oraisa. There was a kinyan d'oraisa in the afternoon. So kinyan d'oraisa on the karka. The Gemara says, I got the karka, it's matashtar li-yadeh also. It's fine, there's no problem with that. On a d'oraisa level, everything happens. To satisfy the condition. The condition of matar shtar li-yadeh, Kivega's second mahalach, is that you have to do kinyan d'oraisa. Kinyan d'oraisa happens. No problem. No, without Rabbi Kivega, Rabbi Kivega's first way, this whole thing wouldn't work. because then you didn't get the shtar in your hands. If the whole reason I need much shtar yad is to get the shtar to your hands, so then in the afternoon when you did chazaka the karka, that's meaningless. The chazaka the karka is one of shab meaningless, because if it's chal, then it's chal mafreya, and if it's not chal, then there's no agav. You're not kind of shtar. If you're not kind of shtar, then there's no condition. Then the shtar doesn't work. Could be kind of chazak, but you can't say you're kind of shtar with agav. If you say you're kind of shtar with agav, then it was a mafreya. It wasn't there. So the shtar can't come to you, and you'll still be kind of ready to have zochem of the morning. Can't work that way. What? What's better with Rebbe Akiva Eiger is that I don't need it to really work. After the Drabbanon, all I need is that if I look at it with, if I put on glasses that only see the Deraisa, I should see a Kinyan Deraisa. That's what Matar Shtar B'Yadei means. It says Taka true, the whole Stiflus Chayza Chalila is true L'Halacha, that we have a Drabbanon. But that doesn't matter, because the whole condition Matar Shtar B'Yadei is only a condition that there be a Kinyan Deraisa. There was a Kinyan Deraisa. Once there was a Kinyan Deraisa, it doesn't matter that the Kinyan Drabbanon is not there. Then once the Kinyan Drabbanon comes, it doesn't work. It doesn't matter. Mashdal Yadi is only, the Rabbanon only made the Kenya the Rabbanon if you'll do a Kenya Deraz. I think this is what the stifler means. Like I said yesterday, he doesn't explain. But I think, because he writes, I have a teret even without Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He just says, which Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Of course it's the answer. He doesn't explain, but I think this is the explanation. Let's see the mechanics if it works out. Okay, let's learn some Gemara. What are we holding? Divay Elohus. That you could give sada b'mecher metatul b'matana, even though they're two different conditions of giving, but they're both giving, so therefore they're both good. Ibayelu sada l'echad metatul l'acher mahu. If I'm giving the sada to one person, the metatul to someone else, this is not the same as the Machlaikis to Ktsais and the Hamakna. Ktsais Hamakna declared, if the Sada is coming from one person, and Metatlum is coming from someone else. In other words, if I want to give you Karka, and Pliny wants to give you Metatlum, could there be two different givers and one kind? So the Hamakna said it works, and the Ktsais said no. This Gemara is saying, there are two different receivers. I'm giving to two people. I'm giving Karka to you, Metatlum to you. And why do it when you're kind of the karka? I got your kind of the karka. Plenty should be kind of metaltum. Tashma Yisur Shani Yasid Lam and Dasma Akiva Ben Yosef Kedeshiska Baylaniim Umakayim Maskalot. So we see how Rabbi Akiva is kind of the karka, and Aniim are kind of the meiser. So we see he gives karka laecha metaltum laacher, which is a very big chiddush to be able to do such a thing. If the Gemara my Muslim meiser. Either Itaka only was maskir the karka to the Maisaniyim too. But you say the Shani Rabbi Akiva the Araniyim have. This Gemara is a chiddush. It tells us here a din. Rabbi Akiva Yaraniyim doesn't mean Rabbi Akiva was an ani. Rashi says it means he was a gabai shalaniyim. Hariyuki yada. This Gemara is a chiddush that the Yad Hagizbar is like the Yad Haniyim. Not. You can learn, everyone knows, if you give money to the Gizbar, he's kind of for the tzedakah. But I wouldn't learn he's kind of for the Aniyim. The Gemara here is saying that Rabbi Akiva is considered like a shliach of the Aniyim, that his karka, when he gets the Maisa Ani, with his karka, assuming Agav has to be the same person, the karka and the metatlim, he's personally receiving the Moisaniyim. Because it's coming to him personally. He's the Yaraniyim. He's like the hand of the he personally is the Yaraniyim. What? It's true. By Hegdish we certainly say it. By Hegdish we say as soon as the Hegdish comes to the Yad HaGizbar, so it's over. Whatever has to be given is over. The Gizbar in his own house, if he picks up the Dover Shal Hegdish, he moves it around in his house, it's not considered Nishtana Rishusa. By Hegdish is certainly that way. Because by Hegdish is no other human being that comes after him. By Aniyim it's really even a bigger Chiddush. Because I would learn he's just a distributor. He's just a workman.
So what
to say that he's like an apotropos, he's mamish. If he, well, by a mila, there's a difference. If he's mishan, if he's pagan, or if he just uses it. If he hangs it up, the picture hangs it up on his house, he's not considered a pagan. He's not. If he uses it and uses it up, then he is a mayim. That's the Gemara mila. He builds into his house, that means he doesn't cut it up. He leaves it the way it is, he's not a mayim. The Gemara makes the chiddush, the chiluk between pagan in it. In other words, if he gets a beam of Hegdish and he builds it into his house, he doesn't cut it up. He just puts it up, puts things on top of it. He's not a mayil. Still the same rishus. So by Gizmer it is that way. By Yadanim it seems it's even a bigger Hegdish that way. Because there are really other people who still have to get it. You know, there's a Shaila by Bal Ta'acher. By Bal Ta'acher on Tzedakah, you have to get the Tzedakah to the Anim within, if they're standing in front of you, Kaimi Anim, you have to give right away. Otherwise, if you promise money to tzedakah, you have to give it within shleisha yamim type, shleisha adam. That's bal ta'ach. If you give it to the yad hagizbar, is that good enough? You give it to the yad hagizbar right before your time runs up. Is that good enough for bal ta'ach? It's not so pashut. From the din of yad gizbar to yad anim, it sounds like it is good enough. It's enough of a nesina. Okay, this has ramifications on being able to be mishana mitzvah mitzvah. Halacha is that if you promise money to tzedakah under certain conditions, you're allowed to be mishana. As long as it's loibali ad gizbar. As if I have the tzedakah still in my hand, let's say I mishana mitzvah mitzvah, it says, now there are two sheets in the Rishonim on how I'm allowed to be mishana. But certainly, at least like some Rishonim, if I promise money, then I'm going to give money to Aniyim, I'll give money to Karen Aniyim. It's for Aniyim in the city. And later I decide I want to give to another tzedakah that does. You can argue with me, this tzedakah is more chashuv than that. So it's the same type of tzedakah. There's a Karen Aniyim in Flatbush and a Karen Aniyim in Barapak. If they give to Aniyim in Barapak, they give Aniyim in Flatbush. So I pledge money to Karen Aniyim in Barapak. So now, according at least to Rabbeinu Tam, according to some Rishayim, I can now say, you know, I changed my mind, I want to give it to the Aniyim of Barapak instead. So Mishanim Mitzdaka Mitzdaka, as long as it's the same Tzedaka, it's so he says, because what's Chal is only the Kedusha is Chal, not the individual that receives it. Which individual gets it, there's no difference. So the Kedusha Tzedaka is Chal and nothing more. So maybe I can be Mishan. But once I give it to the Gabbai, I can't be Mishan. Because the Gizmer is considered a Zaycha for the Aniyim that are designated. Now he doesn't know exactly which Ani is going to get this money, but within the range of people who get his money, he's considered a Zaycha. Once he gets, so he gets to the Aniyim of Flatbush. So now I can't take it away and give it to the Aniyim of Barapak. Why? Because he's Yad Gizmer Ki Yad Ani. No, what? A Pushka is an interesting Mechlaikis. If it's Kalev Shalkaida Bishasmak. Very interesting machlaikis. If you have a pushka in your house, you want to borrow money from the pushka. Can you borrow money? When you put money in the pushka, it's already theirs. Someone gave a shir on this. Because in Navi, they have the first pushkas that are recorded history. They put a pushkas in the Beis Hamikdash, and then they gave a shir on pushkas. It's a very interesting thing. Maybe someday I'll have a chance to talk about it. But this whole topic comes up on Daf Chav Ches. There's a big insight in Tzedakah in the Rana Chav Ches, so we're going to come back to it. But anyway, I just want to stress that it's four lines in this Gemara, Yad Aniyim, Rabbi Kiva Yad Aniyim. Amar Rabba, Lo Shana Lo Shenasan Demei Kulan, Avalai Nasan Demei Kulan, Lo Kana, Lo Kanege Ma'isa. You can't say, unless the person wants to be Machnit, but Stama, he's only Kanege Kanege Ma'isa. I have a Raya to him, Tanya Kavasei Derab. Now the Gemara brings a rather long Braisa, just to prove Rabba. So again, what did Rabba say? That you have to give to make kulan in order for the kinyan agav to work. So let's go through the whole braisa. Yaf mekayach kesem mekayach shtar. Mekayach shtar mekayach kesem. Yaf mekayach kesem shak kesem chayin b'yegdesh yisumay sesheini. B'shen kesh shtar. Pidyin only works with cash, not with mishtar. V'yaf mekayach shtar sheshtar moiti bas yisrael. B'shen kesh kesem. Yitin only works with mishtar. I'm not sure what the chiddush is. Like, what's the chiddush in these few words? It sounds to me like it's not a chiddush, just a way to remember klalim. He set up these klalim. You mean I had, there was a happening in the Gemara, you could do a get with kesef. It's coming off. Okay, there. It's not a big chiddush in the Mishnah, but it's a price, so I could say it. Okay. What's the mile of kesef and shtar? Shneim kind of evad ivri. Shneim b'chazaka. Why do we say chazaka is not kind of an evad ivri? So the ritzvah sex is not mamish gufay kana. Evad ivri, it's only gufay kana if you sur him. But you don't own his body, so you can't do a kain chazaka. Shneim can have a knani that you could. Yafu kaya chazaka, shechazaka. You could send him a piece of karka in Brooklyn, a piece of karka in Israel, and one kenya works for both. One kenya chazaka works for both. Medvar mamurim shenosan leid demei kulan, avol leid losan demei kulan leikonal kadeke b'aisa. So we brought this whole b'aisa for this last line, that demei kulan, you need demei kulan, otherwise leikonal kadeke b'aisa, so that's a raya to Rav. Now the Gemara brings a riot to Shmuel, Messiah, to Shmuel, Dom, Shmuel, Achalai, Esa, Sada, Espesa, Medinas, Kiva, Joseph, Bechs, Man, Kones, Kulam. So we see this rule of Shmuel. Is it Mamish the same thing, or is Shmuel slightly different? It's the word for it the same. Messiah, to Shmuel. Tanya Kava, it's Mamish, Tanya, Lahad, Dom, Shmuel, that you could be kind. Omer, Vacha, Bered, Ravika, Teda, Shulumas, Alai, Esa, Behe, Mesta, Afsaracha. You have 10 animals on one leash and you give it to someone, he's kind of. Now it doesn't mean, like Taisa says, that you grab the leash. If you grab the leash, or it's called the reins, if you grab the reins, it's a pashut you kind of over them. You did a kinyan all the time. It means they were all connected to one set of reins, and you went over to one behemoth and you pulled it by its ear, or you pulled it by its hair. And you did that type of a kinyan. So then, since they're all attached, you kind of cool on, just like that a karka. All the karka is attached. Bob like me, me like Kani, I'm like me, Dami. Hasi mi gude viyadai, achi mi gude viyadai. It's no raya. No, the teda is not a teda, it's true anyway, but the teda is not a teda. Ika di amri. Amrach beda vika teda, the loikai. Ilu masa es mevza, sa echa vami zukadi, mi Kani. And he says, they are wouldn't work. But the mar mi Dami, hasim gufa mechul lakim, so it doesn't work. The whole karka is one globe. Interesting concept that the land of Eretz Yisrael and the land of America, Sadna da Arachadu, how's it all one globe? There's an ocean around America. What does Gemara mean? Under the ocean, it's all connected. That's what it means. So Sadna da Arachadu, what does that mean? I own the karka out of Tahayim. If I buy karka, I own it all the way down. That's what Gemara says. If you buy karka, you own the karka all the way down. If they find oil under your karka, 1,000 miles down, and you still kind it. Because you know the karka aratai. So the main was sadna the arachadu, the whole globe is one. So I'm kind of everything. What was I dig all the way down to China? It's only till halfway, I don't know how it works. But sadna, that's what it means, sadna the arachadu, that the whole earth is one. So we finished, we spent quite a bit of time in Kinyan Agav. So again, our Mishnah had three parts. We had the Kinyanim and the Reisha, we had Kinyan Agav. And then we had Gilgul Shvua. So tomorrow we're going to start. I hope you all be all caught up or are catching up. Sorry, it's final time, but try to get ready for. We'll start Gilgul Shvua and Yitz Hashem.